Job 37. At this my heart also pounds and leaps from its place. Listen closely to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole sky and sends it to the ends of the earth. Then there comes a roaring sound. He thunders with his majestic voice. He does not restrain the lightning when his voice resounds. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and to the gentle rain, "Pour out a mighty downpour." He seals up the hand of every man, so that all men may know his work. The wild animals enter their lairs. They settle down in their dens. The tempest comes from its chamber, and the cold from the driving north winds. By the breath of God the ice is formed, and the watery expanses are frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through them. They swirl about, whirling at his direction, accomplishing all that he commands over the face of all the earth. Whether for punishment or for his land, he accomplishes this in his loving devotion. Listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wonders of God. Do you know how God dispatches the clouds or makes the lightning flash? Do you understand how the clouds float, those wonders of him who is perfect in knowledge? You whose clothes get hot when the land lies hushed under the south wind, can you, like him, spread out the skies to reflect the heat like a mirror of bronze? Teach us what we should say to him. We cannot draw up our case when our faces are in darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak? Would a man ask to be swallowed up? Now no one can gaze at the sun when it is bright in the skies after the wind has swept them clean. Out of the north he comes in golden splendor. Awesome majesty surrounds him. The Almighty is beyond our reach. He is exalted in power. In his justice and great righteousness he does not oppress. Therefore men fear him, for he is not partial to the wise in heart.